Lucifer's Servants is at least partly a genuine Nazi propaganda track, and several passages make a good case for the worship of Lucifer. Indeed, this idea of Lucifer as a benign or divine being was familiar and congenial to the white light theosophists of the 1920s, who, after all, entitled one of their official German publications, Lucifer. For Ron, the Grail was an emblem set up in opposition to the established church, indeed was a Luciferian symbol, and for this the Nazis were grateful. The eternal struggle between light and darkness. Light in this case was represented by not Jesus or Jehovah, but by another spirit, the Light Bearer. To Ron, this entity represented the highest good. To Ron, the Nazi Reich in general, and the SS in particular, became servitors of an ancient pagan cult whose god was known to the medieval Christians not as Jesus, but as Lucifer. And having established that they celebrated, as the numerous examples have proved, the marvels of the crown of Lucifer, it is permitted to believe that they had faith in the existence of a Luciferian crown of eternal life. And if we follow this thought to its logical conclusion, we will say that, for them, the God of love was none other than Lucifer in person. The God Amor is the God of spring, as is Apollon. Apollon brought back the light of the sun. He is a light bearer, or Lucifer. According to the Apocalypse of John, Apollo or Apollon was equated with the devil, and according to the belief of the Roman Church, Lucifer is Satan. SS men were strongly discouraged from participating in Christian religious ceremonies of any kind, and were actively encouraged to formally break with the church. Pagan religious ceremonies took the place of Christian ones. Winter solstice ceremonies replaced Christmas. Starting in 1939, the word Christmas was forbidden to appear on any official SS document, and the summer solstice was formally celebrated. These ceremonies were celebrated the old way, with sacred fires and torch-lit processions. Weddings and baptisms were replaced by pagan SS rituals, and gradually the entire Christian liturgical rubric was in the process of being replaced by a completely pagan version. Even the Hitler Youth were not immune. A so-called Nazi primer, published during the war, contains many examples of pagan ideology and anti-Christian sentiment designed for its youthful readership. An SS officer took the place of a Christian priest or minister in presiding over weddings, baptisms, and funerals. A manual titled The SS Family Procedure for Conducting Family Celebrations was issued to every SS man and woman. Therein contained pagan celebrations for all 8 of the important pagan holidays of the year. Himmler's dream was to create out of the SS a new religion based on the pagan elements of what he perceived to be the original Aryan religion of ancient India and Europe. However, many Germans were devout Christians. Hitler himself realized this and knew that he had to play politics with them for as long as the churches held power and as long as the people felt they owed spiritual allegiance to the churches and what they represented. In this, he was cynical in his dealings with the church as he was pragmatic with capitalists.